The waiting area at the Ontario Northland Station in North Bay was bustling with activity early Thursday afternoon. Much like the days before 2012, when the same waiting area was shared by bus and train passengers. Ontario Northland Transportation Commission's Northlander passenger train discontinued service in 2012, but the Ontario government believes it's taking a step toward bringing the Northlander back. At a busy media conference at the ONR station in North Bay, the Ontario government announced it is purchasing 3 new train sets as part of its plan to bring back the Northeastern passenger rail service. The $139.5 million investment marks a significant milestone in reinstating service between Timmins and Toronto, and unlocking the full economic potential of northern industries, resources and minerals, a release stated. Stan Cho, Associate Minister of Transportation, announced the revised timeline for the train to get back on the rails as the end of 2026. "We are confident we are going to deliver on that promise by the mid-2020s, said Cho, noting that consultations with Indigenous communities, track work, and construction of additional stations need to be in place by that timeline too. "This is a significant step forward in bringing back the rail service that Northerners deserve," added Cho. The new rail cars will be built by Siemens Mobility Limited and will meet the latest EPA Tier 4 emission standards, making them one of the most environmentally friendly diesel locomotives on the market. The fully accessible fleet will include built-in wheelchair lifts, mobility aid storage spaces, galley-style food services, and fully accessible washrooms. Cho adds that passengers will see a vast improvement from the passenger rail cars which were used a decade ago. "These are brand new state-of-the-art trains which we are piggybacking off a larger order, which means you are getting coaches with first-class cabins all the way to economy class level with all the amenities you would expect," he said. "This will also be a train that will get you from point A to point B a lot faster," added Cho, estimating the time frame from Union Station to Timmins to be about 10 hours. "The rail service will provide passengers more access to safe, reliable transportation options when traveling between Northern Ontario and Toronto," stated Chad Evans, interim president and CEO of Ontario Northland, in a release. Vic Fedeli, Nipissing MPP, stated this has been something he has wanted to see back on track for years. "It has been a tough 10 years, still remembering the day that this train service was ripped out of the north," said Fedeli.